Jewish babes and they convert
for months.
Right.
Months.
Yeah.
Months.
Well, you have to bob it for a while.
Huh?
You have to bob it for a while.
Oh, my God. Bob it, man. Forget it. I don't even think you'll know what it's like anymore.
Yeah.
I mean,
about
it's dumb when you're born. You're,
maybe they can put some foreskin back on him, like his protective armor.
Oh, my God. Put
like
some foreskin
armadillo.
Back on me. It's like, say... Let
turtle again, like that gigantic turtle peeking its head out of the shell.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Let's wrap the meat up, and then we'll eat it later.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless. All right, Neil.
Have a great life, pal.
You too.
See ya. Maniac. Get the Cheese Whiz. We have an open line in Dade, 751-CHEESE, and let's go to Sunrise. Hello?
Neil.
Yes,
God.
Sir.
Neil?
Yes?
I got a question here about Roger. Who do you think shot him? I mean, I know you're talking about hockey all day here.
No, we're not talking about hockey all day. We're talking
about
circumcision. We're talking about hockey players who are circumcised, like Steve Yzerman, whom I happen to know personally is circumcised.
Oh, my God. Well,
that's what Rick Tockett told me. Rick Tockett told me that Stevie Yzerman is definitely circumcised.
Okay.
And Paul Coffey said that he told Rick. But anyway, what is it?
I saw my son being circumcised. And
Let's move on to whatever it was you were saying. What was it?
Who do you think shot Roger?
Oh, who shot Roger?
Yeah.
Rabbit. Who do I really think did it? Billy. Nah, that's too obvious.
That's the first guy. Okay.
Little Billy. It's not Vanessa. Well, let's figure out who it's not. Process of elimination.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Okay. No, it was definitely not Jenna.
No.
It was definitely not Buzz.
Right.
It was not Josh.
Right.
It was not the Tasmanian lady, whatever her name is. What's her name? Josh's girlfriend.
Oh, she's the Tasmanian devil herself.
Whatever.
So.
She was not her.
Nameless.
It was not Alexandra.
I think it was HB. If you remember, listen to me.
Yeah.
Remember on Mindy's...
Well, he's getting ready to croak anyway. It'd be a good time to get him off the show.
Right, remember when Mindy had her engagement party?
Yes!
In the background, he says, I hope somebody kills you one of these days.
Yeah.
You can barely hear it.
That's right, when they were having that big brawl in the hall there and up on
the
stairway
door.
And, yeah.
You can barely hear it, and I think they're going to put it on him.
Beautiful.
And they're going to never suspect it. So that's my vote. I think they should have killed him, but
Listen, when you fall 25,000 feet off the edge of a cliff and it doesn't kill you, what's one little gunshot in the shoulder going to do, man? I mean, child's play.
Oh, come on.
Just because
really.
He lost 20 or 30 quarts of blood, what's the big deal there?
Oh, I hear that.
He had a sandwich at Holly's house. He's okay. And he got out the Cheese Whiz.
Sure.
Holly's big into that.
And he's hiding the bullet. He says, put the bullet away.
Yeah. And get the honey, Junior.
Probably eating it.
I think you solved it, pal. And have a great day.
You too, Neil.
See ya. Boy. We have an open line in Dade, 751, and one on the Broward line, 524-9463, 1222 at WIOD and WSUN. There's a real party in the park. It's a party over there at Pompano Park. Every Wednesday through Saturday nights, it's the Meadowlands simulcast. You can bet on that pick 7 from the Meadowlands, and the payoffs, of course, are in the thousands and thousands of dollars. Even Fat Rich hasn't hit that yet. And every Wednesday night, I get choked up thinking about the night he does cash that, because we won't get any. Every Wednesday night, don't miss out on a great racing and two complete dinners for $20 special at the top of the park dining room with panoramic view of all the action. Just call 972-2000 for reservations for those Wednesday night special dinners. Tonight, the $45,000 Hurricane Pacing Series opens with 28 3- and 4-year-old pacers going to the gate. And Saturday night, as they do every Saturday, Pompano Park will be giving away $1,000 in cash. All you have to do is be there and register to win, nothing to buy. Louis Pellucci is God, man. He rules the roost. Kevin Wallace is the greatest. And who are we leaving out? That's about it. And there must be somebody else. Dennis Normandine. Post time, 7:30 every night, Monday and Wednesday through Saturday. See you soon. Great action, great cashing at Pompano Park.
Coming up tonight at 8, following Sports Talk 610, it's Randy Rose.
Willard!
W-I-O-T.
What the f*** is going on with Dade and Broward?
They play with each other naked in the streets.
The American Cheese Council reminds you that everything tastes better with cheese.
I hate broccoli, except when my mom melts cheddar cheese on top. Then I even ask for seconds.
Yes, there's nothing like cheese to make things taste terrific.
I'm a sideshow geek in a circus, and I eat ground glass for a living. My secret?
I top the shards with grated Parmesan. It tastes great, and the cheese helps to absorb the blood. That's right. Nothing tops things off like a big, sweaty glob of cheese.
My husband likes me to, you know, do him, but I hate the taste, so I just wrap it in an individual slice of American cheese. It goes down easy, and that makes it easier to go down.
Cheese makes everything taste better. So remember,
don't forget your cheese.
1226 at WID. Like that spot said, let's talk turkey about the Super Bowl. Okay. Let's, speaking of turkeys, we have two open lines in Dade, by the way. I just thought I'd mention that in case there's anybody out there with an IQ bigger than their member size at 751-9463. Speaking of IQs like that, here's Josh.
Hey.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm cheesing it.
Sound pretty serious today.
Oh, well, it's a serious day.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm working now.
Let's get serious. You got a job?
I got a job.
Everybody needs a job.
I was trying to call you yesterday.
That's what Jimmy Swaggart said.
I was trying to call you yesterday from my job.
Good way to get fired on the first day.
But no, but I didn't, because I'm on the phone all day.
Yeah.
So I can, like, do it sort of incognito.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to, like, take the chance of getting fired.
Yeah.
So
wait till the second week at least.
Yeah, well, I've been there for about a month now.
Really?
Yeah. So
what are you doing? Is this something you can share with us, or a secret?
I'm a cold caller for Biltmore Securities.
How cold?
Really cold.
Well, what does that mean? You're peddling crap on the phone?
No, it means I get
you work in a boiler room. Is that what you're trying to say?
Basically,
you're one of those people that calls up and pesters people right in the middle while they're having their dinner, or their dog just peed on the floor.
No.
Yeah.
Wrong. I get to pester presidents of big, important companies.
Really?
Yeah.
And do they get pissed?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh. Well, you're probably used to that. You can handle it.
But that's not why I called.
You probably just laugh at him on the phone and say, okay, asshole, you're lost, and just slam the phone down.
Exactly.
That's the way
exactly
to do it.
That's exactly what I do.
Yeah.
But that's not why I called.
Why'd you call, Josh?
I went to Tampa last week.
But we do wish you good luck on your new job. Is this in lieu of going in the Navy?
No, I'm not doing that anymore.
You're not doing what?
The Navy.
Good.
Yeah, I'm figuring that's like later on in my life. But I'm doing what I need to do, and that's going to school.
There you go.
But the
and then after that, maybe you'll learn something.
Yeah, exactly.
After that.
But I went to Tampa.
Then you'll go in the Navy, and then you'll really learn something.
Something like that.
Like to hang on to the soap real tight.
Well, I'm staying away from the Navy. I'm comfortable with my sexuality.
Okay. Whatever you say, Josh, I believe you.
But I went to Tampa last weekend.
Yeah.
And I found out why there's the difference between St. Petersburg people and Tampa people.
Yeah.
See, the St. Petersburg people have no life. Absolutely
right.
No life, according to the Tampa people.
Yeah.
And the Tampa people have a life, but the only thing that the life that they can do with that is, like, listen to Ron and Ron and go to the movies.
And go to Mom's Wieners.
And go out to dinner. They don't have anything really neat to go.
There's nothing going. What you're trying to say is there's nothing going on there. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I talked to them, and they're like, and I talked to people my age.
Even in Oneonta, New York, in the dead of winter, there's more going on than there is in Tampa, like on a nice warm May day.
Yeah, and they got great weather there. They got great stuff to do there.
Right.
But they're just
not great stuff to do there. Great restaurants, nice shopping malls.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Great ability to do stuff there.
Nice strip shopping centers.
They don't want to do nothing.
Right. Maybe they want to do nothing, and they're frustrated because there's nothing to do. It's like going downtown there. I mean, they have that nice, beautiful mall down there.
But there's
nothing to do there.
There's nobody there,
and there's nothing to do, and there's nobody to do.
The only thing that they
Years ago, downtown Tampa was thriving. There were all kinds of people out, and there were lots of people to do and places to do and things. But now it's like more or less,
the only thing that they got sort of cool is Harbor Island.
Yeah.
That's sort of cool, but that's it. That's sort of there. But, I mean,
Well, what's going on in Harbor Island? That's what I just got through telling you. There's nobody there.
Yeah, but they have something that it's potential. They need to juice it up a little.
Yeah. Maybe they need to bus in a few thousand new people who have a life. That might be a start. People who have been out of Pinellas or Hillsborough County at least once in their life would be good. What?
There's lots of pubic girls over there.
Cuban girls?
Pubic.
Pubic girls. What does that mean?
Never mind.
No, what does that mean, pubic girls? George doesn't know, and if he does, I mean, how could I understand? I don't know.
Good-looking girls. Good, young-looking girls.
Pubic means good-looking young girls?
Yeah.
Where do you come up with a catchphrase like that?
Just on my own.
On your own. Okay. As in a pubic zirconia.
All right, see ya.
See ya.
Bye.
Okay. Boy, that was abrupt, wasn't it? We have two. Probably the boss just put his ear to the door, stuck his rear to the door. We have two open lines. They're both in Broward, 524-9463. Are we going to get some... I don't want to start getting a little antsy about this, and I do understand that everybody is in a constant, perpetually ill, but Bubblehead, who, like, is out more than she's in, to be honest with you, and I really sympathize because she works with some real assholes in there, but it would be nice to get some new totals from Peaches, and there's nobody else in the building who can do it, which I guess makes her feel like a real hotshot. But it would be just before we embark on our thing Saturday and close out the campaign, since we're really trying to get close to 200,000. It's, you know what I'm saying? If we said, oh, we have 195 or we have 196 and we're getting really close, we're like right on the edge, then it's kind of like an incentive to get people to get out to Peaches and come out to Standard Brands and like really shell out some bucks and buy a whole bunch of our crap and help us make our goal. But when I'm sitting here every day saying, well, we got, and I'm giving you the same number every day, it's like, well, it's all over. Forget it, you know. So is there any possibility tomorrow we might find that out? Any possibility that she might show her little pimply head in here or even just get on the phone and check it out or do something? No? Okay. Here's Kendall. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Pretty good.
I tuned in a little late today. Something went on in the Boston Globe you were talking about.
No, it was not in the Boston Globe. It was some asshole from Sarasota calling. We were talking about the game last night. And he's telling me, well, you know what the Boston Globe says about your Panthers, don't you? Some real asshole from Maine or somewhere.
Yeah.
And he's going on about, well, they're like comatose between the blue lines or some expression he had. And then I played the tape of the eight goals that we scored against the Canadians on Monday. And that kind of shut his stupid ass up.
Yeah, I hope that guy remembers. And I'm a Boston fan. I hope that guy remembers that we got spanked right out of the playoffs last year by the Sabres, but four straight.
Right.
Well, we got
which was the precipitant for Andy Moog leaving for Dallas.
But we have Vincent Riendo now.
Which was a bad mistake, by the way. Yeah, what the hell is Vincent Riendo going to do for the Bruins, man? He's a reject. What is he going to do for him?
He certainly knows John Van Beesbrouck after last night.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Wasn't it?
That guy, I'll tell you, they ought to erect a statue of that guy.
They ought to have a gigantic erection right in front of the arena.
But now we have Riendo, and I hear that that Casey's on the outs.
I hear that he's feeling pretty blue.
That too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thanks.
You'll need it.
See ya.
Yeah. We have an open line in Dade. Boy, you know, it smells like somebody farted in here, and I'm the only one who's in here, and I didn't do it.
I farted in here?
Well, it must be seeping through, then. It must have been just a barn burner, man, because it's like seeping through the goddamn walls. I'm serious. Right, like down where this file cabinet is, it smells like a real musty fart. Musty. Like somebody who hasn't changed their underwear, like, in weeks, you know? Who's wearing, like, bib overalls and hasn't changed their underwear in weeks and weeks and weeks, Jazz. And it's like, maybe it's a fart in a box. Maybe that's what that casket on the floor is down there. Maybe if you picked it up, there would be this gigantic emotional explosion of gas. Maybe that's where Jazz stores his farts. Because anybody who drinks as much booze, cheap booze, as he does, must just cut some real rippers, you know what? Or maybe it's his wife. 1234 at WIOD and WSUN. If you ever wanted to...
Relentless bastard.
I'm just telling it like it is. I bet she could rip off some beauties. I'm telling you. She's just the type. She spent enough time in those backroom bars. Today is the last day for you to get your ass over to your supermarket. Do it right now because, quite frankly, you better get your thing in the mail this afternoon because they got to get it by tomorrow. I'm talking about the Budget Gourmet Special Selection Sweepstakes that's going to send a winner to Charlotte Motor Speedway for a two-day stock car racing school. Tomorrow is the deadline. So you got to pick up the entry blanket at your local supermarket today at the Budget Gourmet display in the frozen food section. Fill that baby out, put a stamp on the envelope, stick that thing in the mail, and tomorrow they'll be drawing the winner. You can enter as often as you like, by the way. But the deadline for all entries is tomorrow. And then we'll be announcing. They'll be drawing the name of the winner on Monday, the 31st, this coming Monday. So get your ass in there if you want to get in on this and be able to drive around the speedway up there at Charlotte like a lunatic. You'll be given expert classroom instruction by professional stock car drivers, and you'll be screaming all over the place. So pick them up today. And also, while you're there, pick up some of those great-tasting Budget Gourmet frozen entrees. You'll love them both regular and light and healthy.
And now, here's another exciting offer from Video Treasure Chest, just in time for Robert Stack's birthday. Back in the 60s, Stack played Elliot Ness in a TV series called The Untouchables. But in the original pilot, Ness and his men were very touchable, as this lost classic shows.
Capone, you've run rings around the law for years, but I finally got you dead to rights. You're going to jail, mister.
Okay, Ness, I'll go, but on one condition.
I don't make deals, Capone.
This would be more in the line of a request.
Well, what is it?
Could I, touch you?
Touch me?
Yeah, on the face, on your cheek there.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, all the mobsters say you and your men got the nicest skin in law enforcement.
Well,
if I can just touch it once, I'll come quietly.
Well, okay.
Boy, do you feel nice.
Well, thank you.
So satiny smooth.
Well, I like to...
Do you use some kind of moisturizer?
No, it's all natural.
Boy, it's nice. Say, could the boys touch you, too?
Well,
hey, boys, come on over here and touch Ness.
That's the baby's behind.
That is my behind.
Sorry.
The Lost Pilot episode of The Touchables, Cop a Feel and Feel a Cop, can be yours for just $19.95 in local video stores. Video Treasure Chest, we've got rooms of this crap.
1240, 20 till 1 at WIOD, and we're just zipping along here. It's almost the bitter end. And Steve in Tampa faxes me. Somebody called yesterday, wanted to know what the infractions can result in a penalty shot in a hockey game. And there were a couple of them that I remembered. Well, three, actually, and there are five, believe it or not. Number one, fouling a player from behind during a breakaway. In other words, a player on the other team's got a breakaway. He's going to go in alone, and you, like, drag him down from behind. Number two, falling on or picking up the puck in the crease area. Number three, okay, except, of course, for the goalie. Number three, throwing a stick. Number four, deliberately displacing the goal during a breakaway. And number five, deliberate illegal entry into the game. Like, you know, they're in the middle of, you know, something going on, and somebody just jumps off, gets emotional and jumps out there, like Scotty Bowman. So thank you, Steve from Tampa. Also, by the way, something I've noticed, I didn't know where George just went, although I guess it was a false alarm. I thought he may have had him run downstairs.
I want to get you those faxes.
Oh, because the ponytail, one thing about his food, it's always delicious from the pizza loft, but one thing, like if you're a little bit plugged up.
It'll make you sh**.
Every time. I mean, it works like a charm. He could make a fortune on the side with this. He could bus him in from Surfside and Hallandale and Tamarack, and all of a sudden, I mean, incredible. Miracles. Dinner at the trough, man.
It'll make you sh**.
Every time. And it goes down good, too, and comes out easy. Anyway, we have an open line in Broward, 524, and one on the star line. Am I right? I mean, we got a lot of witnesses in here. You ought to see the line downstairs.
Well, it's lubricated.
Here's a, cut the cheese, will you? Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello.
Jody Hall's Jewish, could you believe it? Gord Murphy, Roger Nielsen, too.
Yes!
Mark Patrick's Jewish, could you conceive it?
Oh!
And John Van Beesbrook's a Jew.
Oi!
Gord Murphy's Jewish, could you believe it?
Incredibly.
Mark Fitzpatrick again, and John Van Beesbrook, too. As a matter of fact, all the Panthers are Jewish. Since I fell in love with you, Jesse Belanger.
Oh, God.
Since I fell in love with you.
Oh! Beauty! We have an open line in Dade, 751. Everybody wants to make promo, which rhymes with Momo, and one on the star line at Star IOD. Boy, we're getting that belt, that cellular one line starting on Tuesday. That's a done deal. It is not going to work in Tampa, by the way. But they can dial Star SUN in Tampa on their GTE, which I keep forgetting to mention, because we never have any open lines over there anyway. Almost real. Although we got off to a slow start today. I have a feeling that they were a little down in the dumps today. And I do want to say, because I try to be fair, I'm not going to come out and say, oh, boy, look at this. You did your best job and you couldn't win a game. Although I think I did say that, but not quite as vindictively. But, I mean, they played a hell of a game, man. They bottled us up. They outshot us. They outplayed us. They kicked us into the ground. And we still got the tie thanks to the Beezer and our great penalty-killing skills, which we were going into the game last night. We're all the way up to number 8 in the league in penalty-killing, which is great. And we ought to because we sure had enough experience, especially early. Early in the season, almost every game, we had like two or three times we were two men short and usually killed those off. So anyway, but I'm, you know, trying to be objective, and the Lightning have really come along. They're improving dramatically. Pupa is just outstanding, and he also, even though he didn't stop as many shots, he made some phenomenal saves last night. But they're a little disappointed because they, you know, they had 20,000 people in there again. They're all enthused. They're all worked up. This is like their last chance to kick our ass and get a win. And they threw everything they had but the chicken sink and the octopi on the ice, and they couldn't do it. So I understand. Here's a mobile on Alligator Alley. Hello.
Yeah, Neil.
Yeah.
First time caller.
All right.
Listen to you all the time coming across the alley.
Yeah.
I'm always going back and forth from Marco Island to Fort Lauderdale. Enjoy the show a lot.
Watch out for that panther crossing over there.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I got to say, you've done a great job with the hockey down here. It's really... I mean, I grew up on basketball, but I'm really starting to become a fan. And last night I was going back and forth from the Miami Heat to the hockey game. And,
yeah.
I found it kind of interesting, though, the basketball game, the last 2 minutes took 25 minutes.
Yeah.
It's It's amazing.
That's why when you watch an NBA game, especially during the regular season, it's not even worth watching the first, the last 2 or 3 minutes is all you need to watch. Because either it's a blowout by then, which means it was a boring game, or if it's going to be exciting, it all happens in the last 2 or 3 minutes, which takes about a half an hour to play.
Yeah, it was amazing. I really thought the Heat, they're having some problems right now.
Yeah,
but,
you can say that again.
Do you guys really support basketball down to that much? I don't really hear much about the Heat. Is there a big following down there?
Yeah, they've been selling out just about every game, although this year they're starting to lose a little bit of the natives are getting a little restless. But, yeah, they've sold out every game for as long as they've been here.
Oh, okay. Listen, I just want to say, if you're ever on Marco Allen, hop over and say, hey, listen, enjoy your show, and I just see you all the time, and good luck and great job.
See ya.
Thanks, Neil.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going over there and saying, hey, good guy, but where is he? We have an open line. It's on the blue line, 5249463, right on the blue line, right between the two blue lines. What was that expression that asshole from Sarasota used? Very rarely do I let a call even linger in my mind or on my fingers for more than like a couple of minutes. But he was just so typical of the sour pie that is down here. Sour puss eye, whatever it is. There's just so goddamn many of them, man. They're just so crotchety and cratchety and sour about everything, man. Call Dr. Jack up in Detroit and see if he can't come down and put that guy out of his misery. And once he does that, that'll help the rest of us, too, a lot. Here's Boca, speaking of misery. Hello.
Hello, Neil Rogers.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got a lot to cheer you up with.
Okay, good.
First of all, thank you, Mr. Van Biesburg. We'll take the tie.
Yes, we'll take the point. Thank you so very much.
Very good. And, hey, I just had a funny thing happen to me at the Costco in Delray Beach.
I was praying for that game to get over, by the way. I kept saying, I'll take the tie.
I'll take the tie.
Just speed up the clock, get it over, and we'll take the point. Thank you.
That's right.
At Costco in where?
In Delray Beach, right? And
Oy.
It's a members-only, like a price club thing.
Uh-huh.
And all these seniors, I was checking out my groceries there, and these seniors are trying to get in because the members inside get $1.50 like hot dog and lunch. And they're all trying to get in there, and they say to the man, we want to go inside and have lunch. And he says, you have to be a member. And they go, no, but we just want to have a hot dog. And they wouldn't take no for an answer. They're all arguing with them. And I said to the guy at the door, I said, you got to be kidding. There's He says, there's at least 50 of them every hour trying to get in to get $1.50 hot dog and coke. So he says, I love to turn them away, and they all go away arguing and yelling, and none of them want to join the club, of course.
The relentless search for a cheap weenie in Delray.
Big time.
Incredibly.
Yeah. Hey, listen, my friends are down from New Jersey, and they're loving it down here, and we're turning them on to your show. Could you play that Harry Carey compilation that he sent down to you with him saying, hey, Neil, and all that, the Cubs suck and all that?
You basically mean, hey, Neil, fuck you.
I love it.
Yeah, so does he. Have
all
a
right.
great day, pal.
All right, and in closing, everybody at Floracom, plant this.
Okay.
See ya.
Yeah. We have an open line in Broward. We have three now, as a matter of fact, and I'm getting very, very despondent about that. You know what I mean, Harry?
Hey, Neil, fuck you.
And one in Dade, and one on us, and now 1, 2, 3, 4 looks like to me now. It looks like 4, doesn't it? That like is 40% of the board. But once we get the cellular one line, then we'll have 11 lines. And then we can say we have 32 open lines in Dade, 75 in Broward, 27 on the green lines, 4 mobile lines. And by the time we get done telling how many lines are open, the show will be over, which sounds like a hell of a good scam to me. 11:40 Central Time and 12:48 Eastern Time at WIOD and WSUN.
16.
Bye. No, I think it was just a false alarm. Ooh. In fact, maybe that aroma that was coming out here before, maybe that was like a signal of things to come, so to speak. Maybe that was like a forebearer of evil commodings. We have an open line. It's on a star line if you have Bell South Mobility, star IOD. And let's do North Tampa on a date line.
Hello, Neil.
Yes.
How are you today? Oh, my God.
How you been?
Okay.
Hockey intensive.
Yes.
Ain't it great?
Uh-huh.
Ain't it great? Great sport, man.
Catching on like wildfire here, man.
I feel like Maurice the Rocket Richard.
You sound more like Tim Horton, and he's been dead for 15 years.
Listen, I was calling you. Are there any black guys playing hockey?
Yes.
Okay, and what teams do they play?
The Montreal Canadiens have a black guy whose name I can't think of at the moment. Grant Fuhr, of course, is black. He's one of the goalies for the Sabres. There's a guy who plays, I believe, on the Mighty Ducks or the Sharks. I'm not sure which. There are like 3 or 4 black dudes in the league right now.
You know why? Because I went to see the Rangers and the Panthers.
The first black player in the National Hockey League, his name was Willie O'Ree. He played for the Bruins many years ago.
You know who was a real good hockey player?
Yeah.
And he's a black guy? Ferguson Jenkins.
Is he really?
Fergie got drafted to play hockey originally.
And the Panthers have a minor league goalie who won about, he's broke the record in the minor league, whatever league it's in, Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
Pokey Redick is his name. He's a black dude. We saw him during the exhibition season.
IHL.
Yeah, and he's a tremendous goalie.
He was on the All-Star. I saw him on the All-Star game yesterday.
In the IHL All-Star game. Yeah, he's very good.
You saw that? Oh, you were at the track.
Yeah.
A very good game. Very competitive, very strong. I was impressed with the minor. It looked better than the minor league baseball. I followed baseball all my life. It looks better than the minor leagues of baseball.
Yeah. Well, these are studs, man. These aren't a bunch of pansies like a lot of these other athletes. These are guys who are tough and lean and mean.
I haven't heard that Puerto Rican lady used to have. I. Do you still have that?
What do you mean, do we still have it?
Do you still have that cart that the lady yelling, I.
Where the hell would I find that?
I love it.
Don't have it.
Neil, I'll let
you go.
I'll let you go. In closing, I'll let you go to the bathroom para que me.
Okay.
Have a good one.
See ya.
Bye.
What did that mean? What kind of disgusting, filthy thing? Well, don't just not.
Okay.
Wait a minute. It was okay. Well, by the way, I think it wasn't a false alarm. Oh, God. I'm serious, man. If there's anybody out there who has had even just a mild bout of, like, constipation, an immediate trip to the Pizza Loft is in order. It's better than X-Lax. It's better than an H-bomb. Guaranteed.
It'll make you sh**.
South Florida's news, talk, and entertainment station. News Talk Radio 610, WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
A murder for hire trial.
Radio 610, WIOD presents The Neil Rogers Show. To talk with Neil, dial 751-WIOD from Dade. In Broward, 524-WIOD. Outside the 305 area code, toll free 1-800-944-WIOD. And Bell South Mobility customers make it a free call by dialing star IOD. Now, The Neil Rogers Show on News Talk Radio 610, WIOD.
It's the 1 to 2 hour.
The pub smokes dope.
The pub smokes dope. Guy gave him the
grass.
The pub smokes dope. He likes his smoking mouth.
Oh.
The pub smokes dope. He's a groovy head. The pub smokes dope. The pub smokes dope. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That damn faggot. I can't stand him.
Guy is high on masculine. Freaks out back. Jesus Christ, a super hippie, never shut up chunk. Popes in Rome get stoned alone, peace in church, you're drunk. The Pope smokes dope, God give him the grass. The Pope smokes dope, he likes to smoke a mass. The Pope smokes dope, he's a groovy head. The Pope smokes dope. Forgot to take a pill, now she's got a daughter. Taking pills is not a joke for a groovy Pope. Birth control can be a took of marijuana smoke. The Pope smokes dope. Guy gave him the grass. The Pope smokes dope. He likes his fucking ass. The Pope smokes dope. He's a groovy head. The Pope smokes dope. The Pope smokes dope. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And he is in. On Queer Street right now.
Oh! The Pope is getting higher.
Higher, higher.
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 The Pope smokes dope. God gave him the grass. The Pope smokes dope. He likes to smoke an ass. The Pope smokes dope. He's a groovy head. The Pope smokes dope.
Thanks for the tape, Jason. Nice job. You still work here for another week or two. And if you put a nose ring in, you can work here for another 6 months. It's 108 at WID. That's a very big. In fact, nose ring is a start, but then there are like certain other things that Jazz has in mind. He'll show you where you put them. That's in now. Body piercing is where it's at. Somebody was telling me just yesterday that the 80s was the decade of ear piercing and the 90s is the decade of body piercing. Yeah. So all you golfers out there, try to find a hole-in-one. And stick it where the moon don't shine. They have the earrings like in your pupik. You know, like not in the pupik, although that's acceptable too, but like next to it. And of course, if you have lots of foreskin, I mean, the possibilities are endless.
It's called a Prince Albert.
I thought that's something you smoked.
Like I said.
I thought it's something you stuck in your peace pipe. We have an open line on the Star Line at Star IOD and two in Broward, 524, whatever the rest is. Here's Homo Sassa. Hello.
How the hell are you, Neil?
Okay, sir.
Now,
yeah.
Hey, we got something going on up here in Citrus County.
Well, what's that?
The opening of the Ted Williams Baseball Museum.
Oh, wow. Now, is Ted going to stand in the parking lot and shoot pigeons on opening day?
He was thinking about it.
Because he's got a lot of experience doing that at Fenway Park. That's what he did the best.
Oh, he's got, let's see, Muhammad Ali and Joe DiMaggio are going to be there, probably tripping over each other.
Yeah, what's Muhammad going to do? They're going to bring him around and steer him in the right direction?
Yeah, I guess so.
He's going to go, like that?
Mickey Mantle, Pee Wee Reese.
Wow.
A bunch of guys. And yours and mine's favorite.
Yeah.
Larry King. Broadcasting live.
What the hell is he going to be doing there?
Who knows?
Sucking around, no doubt.
And, let's see.
Loan me $50.
Yeah. Hey, from the, more thing. From the,
where is this going to be?
The town is called Citrus Hills.
Yeah.
It's a couple of miles from where I am right now, Citrus County.
Well, this should be a just tremendous draw.
Yeah, that's the town where
should bring at least 200 or 300 people a year in there.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Yeah, $1 a piece, too.
Uh-huh.
They're really going to be raking it in. And, hey, from the There's Never a Sure Thing file.
Yeah.
I was at the OBS in Ocala, Ocala Beaver Sale. They have a simulcast.
Yeah.
And one day, somebody dumped $100,000 on a horse to show.
This happened yesterday.
Yeah, I was looking at it. I was figuring, this happened again, because the guy must have lost his ass.
Yeah, he lost 100 grand. He's been doing this lately, and I don't know whether he's been cashing or not, but they call him the bridge jumpers. This usually goes on in New York, so it must be a New Yorker. But evidently, he bet $100,000 to show, where's my chart from the track, on a horse that was like a 2-5 supposedly mortal lock.
Yep.
The horse is called a Pago Fire in the 8th race, and she went off at 2-5 and finished 6th. I mean, puked in the stretch, 6th by 6 lengths, and he put 100 grand in the pool to show. So as a result, the horse that won paid $41 to win, $11.80 to place, and $41 to show.
Yeah, the third place horse.
The second place horse paid $5.40 to place, $21.60 to show, and the horse that finished third paid $86 to show. Boxcar show prices, because all the money in the show pool, including that 100 grand, was out of the bridge jumper's pocket, most of it.
Yeah.
And it went to everybody else.
I was hoping he was going to do that when I bet on the other horses when he did.
Exactly, right.
It didn't happen. From the
So if he wins, the most he's going to win is $5,000. Now let me ask you: do you think it's a good investment to put up $100,000 to make $5,000?
If you're going to lose every cent, no.
If there's any chance that you're going to lose it, I mean, I could understand if you're going to put up $100,000 and maybe make $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in 2 minutes or a minute, but not to make $5,000, you got to be a mental case.
It's outrageous.
Well, have a great day, Pally.
You too.
And say hi to Ted.
Later.
Okay. See if he's still got that good aim. Yeah, that's Ted Williams, man. They like revere him in Boston and in Revere. And he was a great player, but, man, what an obnoxious asshole. And, of course, he used to spend his spare time, like, out in the parking lot at Fenway Park shooting pigeons, which is why they liked him so much, I guess. 12 minutes after 1 at WIOD and WSUN. I want to tell you about my good friends, Chef Gigi Romano and his wife, Carolyn Romano, at La Tavernetta. They've been with me for years and years and years. And always excited to talk about La Tavernetta because you'll never be disappointed. There are some restaurants, you know, some days they're good, some days not so great. La Tavernetta, Chef Romano is in that kitchen every minute that they're open. And that's why when they go to Italy in the summertime, they actually close up for a couple of weeks so that nobody gets disappointed with anything less than the very best. And when they come back, they've got all kinds of great new recipes. They got your chicken parmesan and chicken Saint-Tropez and a la Tavernetta, which is a boneless breast of chicken in a fragrant wine sauce with mushrooms and artichoke hearts and pimentos and chicken cacciatore and all kinds of chicken and veal and pasta dishes, the likes of which you've probably never had in your life. And great, if you're into seafood, they've got some of the best Italian seafood dishes you've ever had and delicious homemade soups that are so thick you can eat them with your elbow, and the list goes just on and on. And they give you tons of food, so take your time. This isn't like a 30-minute deal. Go in there and take plenty of time. They give you impeccable service and spread the deal out and save some room for one of those great desserts like their tiramisu or those great fresh strawberries from their dessert cart. La Tavernetta, no matter where you are, it's well worth the trip. They've been doing it right in Tamarack for over 10 years. They're at 8455.
All the boys have stayed there, and she is the one who always said that Michael, excuse my expression, but he's a faggot. And she would say, that damn faggot, I can't stand it.
Coming next year, the King of Pop, for your hometown, touring to benefit the Cardinal Classy School for Wayward Boys, it's Michael Jackson.
You know my ability isn't picky, I've got a very fast bedtime.
Michael Jackson's benefit tour.
For any child, it don't matter if he's black or white.
Oh!
Great Michael Jackson classics. Like Billie's Jeans, Do You Know How to Tell Time? And of course, Smooth Criminal. Yes, it's Michael Jackson's tour to benefit the Cardinal Clancy School for Wayward Boys. Get your tickets now. Boys under 10 admitted free when accompanied by no one.
They're black, they're white. They're really, really tight.
Yeah, yeah.
They're black, they're white. They're really, really tight.
Oh!
1602 Alton Road, Suite 111. Is that the studios of Latin MTV? Is that where it's at? Because that would be like right around Lincoln Road Mall and Alton Road, right? That must be it, because that's the address. They got that Aerosmith concert tour contest that they got going. Like I told you, they're coming here February 2, which is next, Wednesday? And then they're going to be off to all over Mexico and Buenos Aires and all over Latin America, which I didn't know until we found out on MTV Latino, which we're the only ones who watch it. Speaking of Aerosmith, by the way, I have some bad news for my Luis Miguel fans today. One or two days off every now and then isn't going to hurt, right? Will it hurt? It will. Oh, I thought I might play that at the end of the day. I'm like obsessed with that album, Get a Grip, and the album too. Just obsessed. I mean, the Bee Gees album is great, which I bought the other day. But Get a Grip, maybe the best thing that Aerosmith has ever done. That could be getting a little bit carried away. But it is out freaking standing. And Adam, of course, being the Ocean Provocateur, says the best cut on the album is Eat the Rich, which is the one we can't play on air unless Jazz can play it, because it says shot over and over and over again. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
The Bee Gees.
Yes?
They were born in the Isle of Man. Douglas Isle of Man.
Douglas Isle of Man, that's England, man.
Yes.
I thought they were from Australia.
No, they then they moved to the Greater Manchester area. And then they immigrated just a little bit after Andy was born.
Well, I'll be danged.
And also...
Where did I get that Australian bit from?
Well, because they immigrated to Australia.
Oh.
And The Bee Gees name comes from, they met a guy, he was a racetrack promoter called Bill Good, who...
I thought it came from Barry Gibb.
No, people often think it's Brothers Gibb.
Yeah.
And but they met this guy called Bill Good, who introduced them to a DJ in Australia who worked for 4KQ.
I beg your pardon?
And his name was Bill Gates. And so when he used to play...
What, was Bill Good?
I
guess
know.
Only Barry would know that, yeah.
Yeah, and that's how they got the name, Bee Gees. It was Bill Good who put the two initials together of the DJs.
Yeah. So amazing. Well, there we got it.
Yep.
Have you been over to their pad?
No.
Well, now you can go.
I don't know where the hell it is.
Well, we just got the word today. Barry's got his own place over there on... where'd she say it was? I don't know. I'm confused now. And the other two brothers have got their other place, like over on Alton Road and 50th or something like that, on Bay Road. He's at Bay Road and 70th. I don't know. They're over there somewhere.
They're a great group.
They are great.
I saw them in the 70s, two concerts I went to. They were fantastic.
They are great.
They are
and
really
see,
good.
And see, they got lumped in with all that fad we went through about disco sucks, and so right away it became very, very much out. You know, they were absolutely out. The Bee Gees, totally a passe. And then all of a sudden, now that disco's making a comeback, and it's okay to like disco, now the Bee Gees are picking up right where they left off, and they're in again. They're bigger than ever.
Yeah, because they've written some fantastic songs.
Right.
There's some great stuff on that album called One. You ever heard that?
No.
That's really good. Some great tracks on that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks a pile.
Okay,
and
you
say,
got it.
Say hi to the queen.
Okay.
Tally ho.
Can you help alter an old boyfather?
See ya.
Bye.
Can you help alter an old boy, father? I bet he can.
Father O'Toole. God.
Beautiful line there. Just kind of slipped that baby in there. Excellent, pal. We have two open lines in Broward and one on the Star Line at Star IOD. It's 123 at WIOD and WSUN. You know, car theft is a growing problem, man. It's getting bigger by the minute, and the car theft problem, too. In fact, in 1992, in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties, there were more than 6 car thefts an hour. That's an average of about 150 stolen cars a day from South Florida. What can you do about it? Do the smart thing. Get yourself LoJack, that one-of-a-kind stolen vehicle recovery device that they bury in the bowels of your car. Just that tiny little transmitter that nobody sees, nobody knows it's there except you and the police. And if your car is ever stolen, anytime, morning, noon, or night, all you do is make a routine theft report to the police. They activate your unit. And immediately, that LoJack tracking device in your car emits that silent but very deadly and accurate homing signal that's tracked in on by the police computers. They got your car back in one piece while it's still worth getting back, and pronto, usually in less than 2 hours. And now here's the special offer they're making. Deal LoJack, the best auto security system available, just got even better because for just $595, that's the one-time cost of your LoJack unit, you also get a free remote-activated car alarm. That's right, absolutely free, as in you don't pay for it. No monthly fees, no hidden installation cost, no extras. So for just $595, you get your LoJack and that free car alarm. Check it out with your South Florida new car dealer or call Elaine at our toll-free number, and she'll answer all your questions, send you the free brochure, and do whatever you want. Call 1-800-53-LoJack, 1-800-535-6522.
Watch out.
131 at WYOD, and I guess I'm going to play that Aerosmith. I'll play whatever the hell I want at the end of the show, and if anybody doesn't like it, they can kiss my fat ass, okay? Give Luis a rest, okay? He's been working overtime, and he's getting worn out. Even that young thing gets worn out after a while. Even he needs a rest every now and then, you know? Just to put it away and rest it for a few minutes. Here's a Port St. Lucie. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, sir?
There are a couple things I wanted to share with you.
Please.
I don't know if you looked in the paper today. Do you ever read Art Buchwald?
Not if I can help it.
Well, you don't.
No, I like Art Buchwald, but just when I see him on those TV shows and I realize that he can't speak, I feel uncomfortable watching him. Because he just can't move his mouth. There's just some lack of something there.
Right.
Have you ever seen him in person? I mean, like on TV?
I've seen him on
TV. He just can't speak. He's a funny guy to read, but he can't speak.
Well, the headline for his article today was Lorena Bobbitt for Surgeon General.
Beauty.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
She could snip it.
There were a couple other things. One of them is about the circumcision.
Yes.
I personally experienced that, and I had it... I was born and didn't have the circumcision, right?
Yeah.
So and when I was 49, I had to have it.
49?
Yeah. Because the skin had lost its tinsel resilience.
Its tinsel? So you couldn't put it on a Christmas tree anymore, right?
That's right. And so I had to have the circumcision.
What do you mean the skin had lost? I don't want to get too graphic, but what does that mean, lost its tinsel?
Well, it had lost its flexibility.
Elasticity.
Elasticity.
Oh, man.
That's a better word.
In other words, it was like a brick.
Well, it was painful, you know, when it would swell up like that.
Wow.
And so anyway, I had to have the circumcision.
Yeah.
Well, for the first few years, I really didn't notice anything different. But as time went by, like 10 years later, it really loses its sensitivity a lot. And I think that was...
Well, maybe it might have been the fact that it was 10 years later. That might have had something to do with it.
Oh, sure. Well, it's a gradual process.
Yeah.
But I think that was on there through natural selection for some reason. And if my son had it, too, had the circumcision done.
Yeah.
It was automatically done lately. But now they're getting less and less, automatically doing that. Because, you know, things are not there for no reason. Natural selection... did put in...
Like your appendix.
And your tonsils. Your tonsils.
And your appendage.
Right.
They
used to take...
They're obsolete, just like foreskin.
Well, not necessarily. The tonsils are not taken...
Foreskin
out.
Was fine back in the old days before guys had clothing on to kind of like protect their privates from the, the elements.
But even with the clothing on, when it's rubbing up against there all the time with no...
Rubbing up against...
But from my own experience, I'm saying.
You know,
And it doesn't follow that you're not hygienic if you have foreskin. You know, I've never missed a day with taking a shower for God knows how many years.
Right.
So it isn't necessarily dirty not to...
Of course not, just as long as you got a good scrub brush and some nice lava.
Right. Okay.
Right.
And another thing I want to share with you.
Yeah.
I've worked in... Well, you graduated from Michigan State.
No, I did not. I went there. Don't say graduated. Let's not get carried away. I was there for 2 years or part of 2 years.
So you're familiar.
When I got up and went to school. What?
You're familiar with Michigan.
Oh, sure. I lived in Michigan for 12 long, exciting years. I love Michigan.
Well, I love it in the summertime.
The weather is horrific. Yeah, those 3 weeks in the summer when the weather's good, it's beautiful.
I was a UPer. So I graduated from Northern Michigan.
Oh, I never was in a UP.
Yeah. It's gorgeous in the summer and really unspoiled, you know.
Yeah.
The lakes you could drink out of in the spring water.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I've worked...
Like at Michigan State, we used to drink out of the Red Cedar River.
Yeah.
Not.
No, when you get down that far, it's polluted.
Very much so.
But up in the north...
That's why we like it. We like the pollution in East Lansing. It's great. It's good for what ails you.
I don't really care for East Lansing.
Why not? Oh, come on now. Get out of here.
Well, I don't like Detroit.
Well, I don't like Detroit anymore either. Detroit, once upon a time, was a marvelous place, but that's ancient history now.
What was fabulous.
That ended in 1967.
Right.
Which is now 27 years ago.
Yeah.
And now Detroit is basically a toilet.
That's when they burned the city down.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention is I've worked in the addictions field for almost 30 years, running an alcohol drug abuse program up there and down here. And one of the things that I see as the only option to solve not only the drug and alcohol problem or drug abuse problems is to legalize drugs.
Yes!
And I totally...
All drugs, not heroin.
Oh, I'm against any kind of drug use any more than necessary, you know.
Yeah.
But I think that having it illegal is one of the worst things that you can do. Heroin, too. The thing is, you don't...
I think they ought to take all these drug czars and all these politicians, put them on a plane, send them over to Amsterdam, over to Holland.
Right.
Let them see how they handle the problem over there. They don't have anywhere near the problem. They don't deal with it like in this hysterical juvenile way.
Exactly.
And they deal with it like adults. And they don't have people murdering each other on the streets every day to get money to support their drug habit. And it's just amazing how much more civilized they are.
Oh, yeah. But it doesn't have to be a socially accepted thing, you know. Like, we socially accept alcohol to the degree that we advertise it all over the place.
Yeah.
And we got people, we lose about 5,000 people a week get killed because of alcohol or die because of alcoholism. We have another, 400,000 a year that die from tobacco. Because it's so, not only...
Well, it's an epidemic, man. People are dropping like flies.
Well...
It's going around. Well, listen, I don't want to get too more maudlin on this because Jazz talks enough about drugs on every show to last a lifetime.
But comparatively, you know, compared to the illegal drugs,
right.
Drugs which only kill probably a couple hundred people a week,
right?
The legal ones, you know, overwhelmingly.
Well, then let's move to Ann Arbor. Free drugs for everybody. Have a great day, pal.
Okay, you have a good one, Neil.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Open line on the Star Line at Star IOD. If you have Bell South Mobility, I'm going to tell you something, you whippersnappers with Bell South Mobility, you're going to have some competition start next Tuesday when we get that cellular one line in, because I guarantee you that once we get that cellular one line in, it's going to be smoking like this last guy. 137 at WIOD and WSUN.
Presenting the Standard Brand Sports Signatures.
Legalization of soliciting is on the ballot. That's right. It's proposition number 4. So be sure to mark a big yes on your ballot.
Paid for by the League of Slutty Women Voters.
142 at WID. As long as we got all these hot shots in town this week, how come we didn't get some of these people to come in here and do like a 1 to 2 hour thing? Or a Neil God thing? Can't you just hear Sally Jesse saying, Neil God? Can't you hear that? Or Regis. Regis would do it. Regis loves me. Is Regis in the computer or is he on the thing?
It's big, Neil. It's bigger than both of us.
See, I told you. Is he talking about his paycheck? I'm telling you, Regis, we all love you, but cut the crap. Don't, like, take on any more shows. Your heart is, like, barely breathing over there. The man's had 75, like, they keep taking tractors and pulling crap through his arteries to clog them. And he wants to do the night show and a morning show. He wants to be all things to all people, like maybe dead pretty soon if he don't cut the crap. Here's a mobile in Sunrise. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
24-year-old heterosexual male, and I'll make love with Steven Tyler.
All right.
Got it.
Coming up soon.
Play it, man. Play it all the way.
I'm going to play it.
Do it.
We're going out with it today.
Do him.
And the song today. Well, you know, something about Stevie Tyler, this may sound really grotesque. And I, how old is he now, about 42 or 3?
I don't care.
No, but seriously, the point is, the thing that amazes me about him is here is a guy who is like a walking ad for doing drugs, which I don't, you know, condone doing hard drugs, but the guy, like, did every kind of drug. He did everything wrong in his life. He was like a total wreck, and he's like 43 years old at least now, and his body is in great shape, and if he didn't look like his face didn't look like he just was an escapee from the monkey jungle, he'd be a hot number, you know?
I saw him once on Miami Beach squatting while he puked.
Yeah.
It looked like death warmed over, but,
Yeah.
I'll take him any day.
Okay.
Hey.
You'll have to fight me, man.
Hey, Neil, I'll be calling you a lot more after February 1st.
Why is that?
Because I'll have Cellular One, and I'll be able to call my pound line.
All right.
You know, Pound IOD calls in the Channel 4 news desk right now. Not that I've been chronically trying to test it or anything.
Yeah, well, call up them and tell them Pound this.
You got it.
See ya.
Love you, Neil.
Okay. How do you like that? See, already there's one for our new Cellular One service, which starts next Tuesday, if we all show up Tuesday. We might just take a day off on Tuesday. In fact, Rick and Suds aren't going to be here at all next week. They're going on vacation next week, and they're practicing for it, like a little here, a little there, getting used to it. Or as Aerosmith might say, permanent vacation. They might get used to that. But anyway, Randy's doing afternoons next week, and Jazz is doing nights. Am I correct about that? Or is Jazz doing nights with Chris next week? Is that part of the deal? Or is Chris doing this weekend in Tampa? I kept hearing him say last weekend that he was going to be doing a show from SUN this Sunday. I'm pretty sure, who knows. Boy, look at this convention of board ops we have in the other room now. Look at this. Man, it's just amazing in there. But I'll tell you, only one of them is going to be the big hotshot star at that event on Sunday, man. What's his name? Okay, let's go to Cutler Ridge. Hello? Cutler Ridge? Gone? Sarah Loss, trust me when I tell you, a bunch of geeks in Cutler Ridge. Here's Orlando. Hello.
Hey, Neil God.
Yes.
I called. I just heard while I was on hold where you were going to be, Sarah. That was going to be my question.
Standard Brands. You hear that about 20 or 30 times? On West Atlantic and Pompano Beach, noon to 3.
Which way off 95? From Orlando.
Which way off 95?
Yeah.
From Orlando?
Yeah.
Well, you have to get off on the Atlantic Boulevard exit. You're coming south, and you have to make a right.
Okay.
To Atlantic Boulevard.
You're going to like this. Yesterday, I was in Fort Myers, and there's a guy that wife's sister's boyfriend, he's lived there all his life. And
wait a minute. Your wife's sister's boyfriend?
Yeah.
Got it.
He, I know him about you, and you used to always bash their station over there, what, Tony Baldhead or something?
Yeah, and Tony Bald DJ, yeah.
Yeah, and I go, yeah, he was on a station here in Fort Myers, WWCN, and you always said they didn't have an audience.
Right.
They must not. He's lived there all his life, and he goes, there's no station down here, WWCN.
Exactly. Nobody even knows that it exists. Seriously, I got a copy of the last Arbitron book from the Fort Myers-Naples area. They aren't even listed. Not only don't they show up, but when they have the listing in the front of the ratings book of all the stations, they're not even listed. It's like they don't exist.
Well, they must not.
Evidently.
They lost a good thing. We keep waiting for you to come on 104 up here.
Well,
I don't know if it's ever going to happen.
We're still working on it feverishly, so I'm told. I'm told by those people who claim to know and lie a lot.
I sure hope so.
So keep hanging on.
Well, anyway, it's Saturday. I'm going to trek down to Miami to meet you and everything. And
all right.
Wear my dolphin jacket. Hopefully I can get one of those dolphin towels or something. But I wouldn't drive around the block to see Ron and Ron, but I'm coming to Miami to meet you.
Okay.
We'll see you, man.
See ya.
Bye.
How do you like that? Guy schlepping all the way down from Orlando. That's a treat. And, of course, he's not coming to see Keith Sims. Just a joke, Keith. It's 147 at WIOD and WSUN.
As far back.
That one's got like eggplant and something really erotic on it. Onions and eggplant, I think, from Jeff at Pizza Loft. I hope you got some long songs you're going to be playing on the coast this afternoon, because about 45 minutes from now after you eat that, trust me when I tell you, man, God, that's the new slogan. Wait a minute. That's the new slogan at the Pizza Loft. Just one meal and
it'll make you sh**.
Every time. Never fails. Okay, here's a mobile in Tampa. Hello.
Johnny was sniffing the pie.
He was sniffing it. He had his nose in it.
Couple of comments on SUN promotions.
Yes, sir.
I think it was a stroke of genius that they brought the old YNF logo in on the Ron and Ron billboards here in Tampa.
Really? Or they just paste up the old YNF billboards.
Right, and just cut it out and then put in the letters for SUN.
Yes! Now we're talking.
Yes! I want to know, you think that's Velveeta's thing?
Probably. No doubt.
You thought of that?
I would. Well, now we're getting a little carried away. Probably had to call in a consultant for that.
I thought maybe it was Ron and Ron's people who did it.
Yeah.
I was a geek.
You know what, though? He's got these T-shirts that months ago...
I've seen them.
...on the QT. Now, that's the. I think they would be the biggest thing since Lasseter's cow.
Yeah, you're talking about the ones country, a country sun, sun country?
Is that not a stroke of genius?
And they've got
what?
The band symbol over them,
yeah.
And then on the back, if you turn it on.
I have one of those, yeah.
Beautiful, lovely.
What do you think of that?
I think it's typical, man. At least they're consistent.
If he had your calendar and one of those T-shirts.
They're big on the band sign. Now, who is this? Which board op is this calling in? This sounds like Mike. This is a board op.
This is the board op convention that I'm calling, right?
Yeah, I believe it.
They're wearing fezes and.
And they're doing it. Well, have a great day, pal. That's a board op. Here's, I'm telling you, George, here's Margate. Hello.
Margate, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
Okay, that's good. You know, I hate to, not that you have a topic.
To pee on our parade.
Pardon?
We don't have any topic. We've been everywhere from hockey to circumcision and every spot in between.
I was going to mention that to you. I think this guy, that guy that I listened to while I was on hold, he probably should have kept that. Seemed like he needed more help.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm a PI. I sit in the car all day long, listen to you. And a few months back, you had mentioned I've got a Siberian Husky. You said one of your pooches had ear mung.
Yeah.
And I just dumped about $350, some refrigerated useless stuff from the vet, and I never copied that stuff down that you said worked.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
What was the name of that crap, George? For the dog's ears? I got some new stuff that's the best ever, but I have no idea.
Topagen.
Now, that's good. See if that works. T-O-P-A-G-E-N. You got to get it from a vet. But I have some newer stuff that I got this last time, and his ears are so clean now that it's frightening.
Over-the-counter stuff?
No. Oh, no, you got to get it from a vet.
Yeah.
You know, they rip you off like crazy.
Yeah,
and you know what really gets me about veterinarians? They give you these little tiny tubes that just one little tiny squirt, man, and there's nothing left in there, and it's like $20. I don't care how much it is because I love my dogs.
Right.
You know, I'm willing to pay the price. But at least give me a tube that's enough for like a day, you know.
It lasts exactly.
My God,
back.
It's a joke. They want you to keep running back and running back and running back. They keep you on a string.
That's right.
Topagen.
Yep. We'll give it a shot.
And I'll check the name of that other thing. I'll mention it tomorrow morning if you get a chance to listen.
Excellent. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Speaking of, I'm glad he brought that up, man. He must be a psychic or a physic because I neglected to mention Professional Pet Products, the PP guy. PPP is the name of the company in Miami. And John Plant sends me a box here today, a package of all kinds of good stuff. What's in your package, man? And in the package, I open it up, and here's all this dog stuff. No, not that kind of dog stuff. I mean good dog stuff, like shampoos and flea. Well, they don't have fleas or ticks, but I mean just loads of it. Here's therapeutic cream for, like, itching, and here's some spray conditioner, and just, like, a whole bunch of skincare stuff. And it's from a guy named John Plant, who is the vice president of sales for PPP, Professional Pet Products, Inc., in Miami. And he says, congratulations on your continuing success. I must admit I haven't had the pleasure of hearing your show, but understand that it is something else. How do you like that? So he heard it through the grapevine, and he heard that my dogs were having, like, a little bit of a problem, and sends me a whole box of good stuff. So I'm going to take it home this afternoon. I'm going to spritz all of it on both dogs at the same time, and tomorrow I'll let you know how it came out. So what do we say with Luis today? Are we letting him rest it? Put it away, Luis.
Hi, Steve Perry.
How about Joe Perry? Steve Perry.
Who? There was a time when I was so brokenhearted. Love wasn't much of a friend of mine.
Sweet misery. I was
squirt, squirt.